You just listened to Borderlines by Erasion here on 97.7 The Academy. I'm Anushka Rishi, and welcome back. We have a fun-filled and very interesting show this next 2 hours. Today with me, I have C1C Joe Lynch. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
How's it going, everyone? I'm C1C Joe Lynch. I'm a member of the 306 Flying Training Group and the 98th Flying Training Squadron, home to the United States Air Force Parachute Team, the Wings of Blue.
Sick. And is there more that you could tell us about the 306?
For sure. Yeah. So the 306 is not only home to the Air Force Parachute Team, but it's also home to the basic soaring program as well as the basic powered flight program.
Awesome.
And the 306 is also responsible for initial flight training for graduates of the academy or any lieutenants that are waiting pilot training. And that happens down in Pueblo, Colorado.
Great. Yeah, I did soaring over the first two months or so, and I think that was awesome too. And jump over the summer, so I love being down there too.
You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. So talking about the concept of this weekend's football game coming up, Fly, Fight, and Win. Do you have any ideas or summaries on that?
For sure. Yeah. So Fly, Fight, Win, kind of like the Air Force's mission, right? I think we definitely embody the fly, the fight, the win down at the 306 because, you know, the purpose of our programs down there to prepare cadets for roles in aviation units or roles as a pilot. And basically the information you get and experiences you get through either our basic courses or our advanced courses just sets you up to have a good situational awareness about the aviation community as well as a kind of basic knowledge of flying and aviation.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. And then we'll definitely do more so of a deep dive into those during the next breaks. So continue to stay tuning in. Next up, we've got Get Off My Phone by The Driver Era here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Save Yourself by Stabbing Westward here on 97.7 The Academy. I'm Anushka Rishi, and during this portion, we're going to talk about flying. So flying represents mastering the skills of aviation and aerial operations to support the Air Force's mission. It's a huge portion of the Air Force, and that's why it's really considered to be part of that mission, Fly, Fight, and Win. So Joe, how has working with the 306 and being on the Wings of Blue shaped your views on what it truly means to fly in the Air Force?
Definitely. It's kind of counterintuitive when you think of it, like how does parachuting operations, how does it prepare us to be pilots at, in the Air Force? But like it's definitely been the most developmental experience I've had here. Not only is in my quest to become a pilot and my desire to become a pilot, but also just
and
as an
congratulations
officer.
On that too.
Oh, thank you. Yep, I appreciate that. But also just kind of my development as an officer candidate, right? But I think the biggest thing that I've kind of received in terms of training or just knowledge as a member of the 98th. Is that you're surrounded by great role models, right?
Right.
So as we were talking about in the break, that a lot of the officers that come down there were once cadets themselves, and they have that experience of being on the parachute team, and they're also active duty pilots. But I think another great impact that we have down there is the enlisted personnel, and they come from all backgrounds. You know, we have individuals from special warfare, AFE, maintainers, intelligence. If they just have a parachuting background and they can provide support to the team, then they're welcome. And I think being able to work with that kind of diverse group of officers and enlisted personnel and just get perspectives on what it means to be either a pilot and what it takes to be a pilot, but also how to act as an officer and a leader in your unit, that's definitely been developmental. And then obviously just the cadets that I surround myself with down at the 98th and the 306, they're just some of the best ones that I've met here. So. Those are the biggest things that kind of helped me develop my desire and kind of mindset to get myself ready for pilot training, but also just as an officer candidate too.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think it's crazy and like amazing that you have those mentors that you can like look up to that were in the same shoes as you were.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think that's like a huge thing at the academy as well. Like a lot of the teachers here are grads too, and like a lot of the programs have grads. Helping cadets out. So I think that's huge.
Yeah, great. No, definitely. It's one of the things I'm most grateful for is being on the team. And whether it's just the aviation experience that I get and understanding the basics of, you know, flight and flying an airplane, flying your body when you jump out, or it's just, you know, that that leadership experience I get with instructing the 490,
that's
the airmanship
great.
Programs down mm-hmm. there. And I can speak for all instructors knowing down at the 306 that's definitely one of the most developmental experiences they've had at the academy.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And next up, we're going to talk about the fighting portion of the mission. So make sure to stay listening. Now you're going to hear Love of a Girl by the Yvette Brothers here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to A Girl Like You by Edwin Collins here on 97.7 The Academy. I'm Anoush Qureshi, and for this portion, we're going to be talking about fight. So fight in the mission of Fly, Fight, and Win emphasizes overcoming challenges, staying resilient, and being prepared for conflict or competition in any situation. So what has been the toughest challenge that you faced, either in skydiving or working with the 306, and how would you push through these moments, or how have you pushed through these moments?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most appealing things about the airmanship programs down here.
Yep.
Whether you just started and you're like in the basic courses, or you're working on your upgrade to become an instructor, or your instructor, like the challenges are ever present, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like if I take it through my journey and like my time as a cadet in the parachute team, like one of the hardest things that, you know, you can share with me is just that mm-hmm. first jump out of the plane, you know, this is just for parachuting, but I know it could definitely apply to soaring and powered flight, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really difficult, you know, building up that courage to take all the training that you've gotten and actually stand in that door and jump out the plane and be able to pull that chute by yourself. So that's definitely a big one. I remember it was my freshman year right after mm-hmm. that, but I think my sophomore year, it kind of became, now I have to become a jump master and an instructor for that same program I just graduated. And one of the toughest things was those jump master sorties where you have to get things, you know, perfect, or, you know, they got to be right, as they say in the handbook, because if you don't get it right, you know, you're putting other people's lives in danger,
huge.
Right? And mm-hmm. it's your responsibility. So going through that upgrade was really tough. And there was a conflict that, like, I think all of us as jump masters on the team had to overcome and really work on. As I moved on through the junior year of my time on the team, it was really just becoming the best instructor I could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really easy to look up to the seniors when I was a junior or when I was a sophomore on the Wings of Green and just admire, you know, their ability to instruct. And I know it's the same way at the 94th mm-hmm. and in the 557th as members of the flying team. And just looking up to them, and, you know, you want to be in their shoes and you want to be able to teach and instruct your peers when the time comes. So that was definitely the hardest thing. And I think right now as a senior, not to say I've mastered, you know, mm-hmm. Being an instructor, it's something obviously I still work on, but just getting ready as a professional demonstrator and jumping high venue games. Something exciting is we'll hopefully be jumping in the Oklahoma Sooners football game here at the end of the month,
sick.
You know, and, even though I may have done a jump 500 times, when you're over the stadium and you're looking out the door, you know, like, I got to land on that field, mm-hmm. no doubt. And I got to represent the Air Force, you know, doing it and, you know, make it as fluid of emotion as well as just, you know, have some showmanship while you're doing it. And that's definitely something that's challenging that still gets me every time I peek out that door. And even for my teammates who are on the competition team, the conflict they have with, like, at the national competitions when they've all the training and hard work that they've done for the last 2 years, like they're at that culminating moment. So it's not easy when you have those big moments that kind of culminate all your training, but I think those are really rewarding when you can get through those
and absolutely.
Enjoy them, because it just kind of symbolizes all that you've done.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a story about, like, I guess the best moment that you had while being a jump master?
Oh, man. I think it's every time you go up on the plane
and
you get to see the expressions of the students' faces. I love, right before we take off, it's kind of a tradition at the 98th to get students excited.
Mm-hmm.
We always come up with some elaborate story to tell them we need to row this aircraft off the runway, right? So for people who are not familiar, it's if you've ever been to a USAFA football game, you'll see cadets rowing their hands, and as soon as the ball takes off, they'll say something. But what we do at the 98th is, in order to get that aircraft off the ground, we tell the students, hey, you need to row, you need to row, you need to row. And just that moment when you see kind of like the fear and the nervousness that, I mean, every student has had going through the mm-hmm. program, and it changes into excitement, and they kind of understand where they're at, and they feel the energy in the plane and the jump master's involvement in it. It's something truly special when people are excited to jump out of a plane, because it's something super counterintuitive, but very rewarding as a jump master to watch people do that.
Yeah, that's great. No, yeah. I love that. I was talking to Angid like after my first jump too, and he was like telling me like what my face looked like. I didn't even know what I was thinking, but yeah.
Definitely.
He was like, "You look so scared." Yeah. But I was like, "Oh, what did I?"
Yeah, no.
I'm sure I did, but
I think everyone does.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
Yep, yeah. No problem.
Great. So next up, we're going to talk about that last aspect of fly, fight, and win, which is the win portion. Make sure to keep on listening and catch that last bit. Next up, you're going to listen to Showtime by Catfish and the Bottlemen here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Rio by Duran Duran here on 97.7 The Academy. I'm Anoush Qureshi, and coming in with this last portion of the interview with Joe, we're going to be talking about win and what winning is. It signifies achieving success through teamwork, perseverance, and the pursuit of excellence in every mission that you conquer. So for you specifically, Joe, how do you define a win in your training or on the team?
Yeah, definitely. I think for the 306th, I mean, our mission is to produce officers of character, right? Just as USAFA, but also individuals who have aviation experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the end all be all. You know, we want to be able to commission out of here and lead people and fly. So the biggest win is obviously going to be like just being safe in our programs
mm-hmm.
and making sure our students are safe during the whole time, whether it's in jump or soaring or powered flight. But I think when it comes to, from my experience on the parachute team, winning is just kind of getting better every day and taking feedback well, because there's so many opportunities to get better at the things we do, whether it's at the 98th or the 94th, the 557th. I know specifically for parachuting, We really take a lot of value in feedback, and if it's a jump you've done 100 times, like, you should still learn something, you know, and
mm-hmm.
if you can get better, that's winning. But of course, you know, there's the actual, like, the numbers winning and actually winning competitions, which we are totally all about too.
Yep, 100%.
Let me say that. Yeah. So I can say, like, you know, for some friends of the 557th and the flying team, you know, those guys crush it at regionals every year. They're winning, they're top performers nationally. And that's the expectation that we want to go for,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially being here, part of, you know, the Air Force core values, you know, excellence in all we do, not perfection, but, you know, we're going to still strive to be the best.
And absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely with our advanced soaring programs, those guys win. And with our competition team, you know, we're the most decorated collegiate competition team of all time.
Yep.
We also compete nationally against civilian teams, and we win those competitions. And then, as a demonstrator, winning is just, you know, perfecting that craft and making sure that we're getting better at landing our showmanship, representing the Air Force, and all of that.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a specific moment that you want to describe about, you know, a time that your team or you achieved something that you're proud of?
Yeah, definitely. I think what I'm most proud of is, like, our accomplishments down at the 98th is with our competition team, because they put in so much effort. You know, it's usually 2 days a week of outside training time at the wind tunnel in Colorado Springs that I fly. They'll put in hours, you know, with that. And then they'll go down to the squadron and they'll jump all day working on their four-way, as well as, you know, being element leaders for our Airmanship 490 and our program. But not only do they have that responsibility to be a jump master and instructor, but they take their work as competitors really seriously. And I think one story that I think is, or just one accomplishment that I really am proud of, is that we had a team of two of our senior cadets
mm-hmm.
that are part of the vertical formation skydiving team, and they won a gold medal at the national meet. So where they weren't just competing against other civilian schools or Army or Navy, they're actually competing against, you know, teams of people mm-hmm. who've been jumping for 20 years. And
that's
these two
insane.
Guys have been working so hard for the last 2 years, and they went out there and they won a gold medal. So super proud of those guys. So shout out to Chase and Cole and just all of the competitors that, you know, are on our competition team.
Awesome. Yeah, great. What was that formation that they were doing?
So
what did it look like?
Yeah, vertical formation skydiving. It's kind of a niche thing in the sport where, you know, if you're going through Airmanship 490, you're going to be on your belly, like me as a demonstrator. I'm mostly doing just belly work. But those guys are trained and they're very highly skilled at flying on their head. They're flying, you know,
okay.
on their feet, you know, on their back. And it's just a competition to see how many points and how many different maneuvers you can do in a certain allotment of time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's super cool.
Cool. Do you have any kind of final words or any advice that you want to give out to anyone who's listening today?
No, I just want to say thank you for really having me. I really appreciate this time to kind of share what I love to do and about the 306th. I would just say, you know, what I've learned at the 306th and as a member of the 98th is just, and I hope for like all cadets who are listening, like definitely take airmanship programs. You know, if you're that junior who's not sure if they want to do jump next year or mm-hmm. in the second semester, definitely take it, or definitely take that powered flight program. I think there's some of the most worthwhile experiences here at the academy.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on here. I think I learned a lot too, just by listening to you. Yeah. And we'd be happy to have you anytime again. That was wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Next up, we've got Shut Your Eyes by Snow Patrol here on 97.7 The Academy. Enjoy.